McCone and Friends by Marsha Mueller, narrated by Susan Boyce. If you can't take the heat, Sharon McCone. The private investigation business has been glamorized to death by writers and filmmakers, but I can tell you firsthand that more often than not, it's downright tedious. Even though I own a small agency and have three operatives to take on the scut work, I still conduct a fair number of surveillances while twisted into unnatural positions in the front seat of my car or standing in the rain when any fool would go inside. Last month, I leaped at the chance to take on a job with a little more pizzazz, and even then ended up to my neck in mud, quite literally. The job came to me from a contact at a small air charter company, Wide Horizons, located at Oakland Airport's Northfield. I fly in and out of there frequently, both in the passenger's and pilot seat of my friend Hira Pinsky's Citabria. And when you're around an airport a lot, you get to know people. When Wide Horizons' owner, Gordon Tillis, became nervous about a pair of regular customers, he called me into his office. "Here's the problem," he told me. "For 3 months now, Sam Delaney's been flying what he calls a couple of babes to Calistoga in the Napa Valley. Always on the same day, the last Wednesday of the month. On the flight there, they're tense, clutch at their briefcases, don't talk much. A limo picks them up, they're gone a few hours. And when they come back, it's a whole different story." "How so?" "Well, I heard this from the airport manager up there, and Sam confirms it. They're excited, giddy with relief. Once it was obvious they'd been drinking too much. Another time they had new hairdos and new clothes."